WTN on ChevRadioAM.com. I'm Dan Dealey. Eric Rosenheck has your news, sports, and weather coming up at the top of the hour. This is the point in time where I begin Fantasy Friday. Before I do that, again, I want to reiterate to everybody, you can give me a shout at 1-877-294-SHEV. And, of course, you can send me an email, chevradionoise@gmail.com. And today, the Gonzo Report will be coming up at 12 noon, followed by the Complainers at 1. Suburban Bass is on tonight at 9 p.m. DJ.com and company. So, let's not make you wait any longer. Let's start off Fantasy Friday. All right, well, like the eerie music. So, I promised that I was going to come up with a full four lines, six defense, and two goaltenders for an all-NHL team. And I had a difficult time with this because it's hard to look at different eras, especially since it's so fluctuated so much with the way the game was played back in the 40s to the 60s to the 80s and now today. It's changed a hell of a lot. And the question you have to ask yourself is, who deserved to be in certain spots? And the answer is, I had a tough time with it. That's my God honest answer. A lot of honorable mentions I'd love to, mention. Stan Mikita didn't make my list. Jean Beliveau did not make my list. Brian Trottier did not make my list. Dale Hawerchuk, Yuri Curry, Luke Robitaille did not make my list. Johnny Busick did not make my list. Guy Lafleur did not make my list. Gilbert Perreault did not make my list, unfortunately. So all these guys did not make my list. Bobby Clark did not make my list. So, with all that said, this is what we got. Now, our starting first line, we said, was Gretzky, Bobby Hall, Gordie Howe. Those were our starting lines. My next three centers are as follows. Mario Lemieux is my starting second line center, followed by Stevie Yzerman. And the guy that's probably the most overlooked and underrated player, Marcel Dion. And by the way, Ron Francis did not make my list either. That should be an honorable mention. Same with Joe Sakic. As great as Joe Sakic is, he missed my list too. So my four centers are Gretzky, Lemieux, Yzerman, and Dion. Now, as you already know, Bobby Hall is my starting left winger. I decided I would move Marc Messier over to left wing because he played there for a period of time. He also played center. Brett Hall, though he shot right, was playing left wing. So I put Brett Hall on my wing. And my fourth guy who shot left and was a dominating force when he did play in his prime, Phil Esposito. He is my other guy. So those are my four left wingers. Even if Phil Esposito wasn't really a winger, he's my left winger. He says he plays center. Screw him, he's my left winger. I moved him over. Now, right wing. Gordie Howe is my guy. My right wingers are Jaromír Jágr, Mike Bossy, and Maurice the Rocket Richard. The guy who scores 50 and 50 back in the day, it was virtually unheard of. So, that's my four. Bobby Orr and Doug Harvey were my two defensemen. And my next four goes as follows. Denny Potvin, Larry Robinson, Nicholas Lindstrom, and I want a guy who could flat out score. So I'm going with Paul Coffey. I know, I could have went with Ray Bourque, but for some reason I didn't, and I went with Coffey instead. Sue me. Except Patty Roy was my starting goaltender. My backup is Terry Sawchuk. Honorable mentions in goal, Marty Brodeur, Dominic Hasek, say that right off the bat. Freddy Perron, Tony Esposito, George Hainsworth, John Bauer, Peter Ng. Okay, maybe not Peter Ng. And of course, my stud coach will be Scott Bowman. That's the guy who I want to coach my team. If I had to make assistants right off the bat, my assistants would probably be, let's go with Toe Blake as one of my assistants, and my other assistant can be, let's go with maybe Glenn Sather, maybe Roger Nielsen. I'm going to go with Glenn Sather. And that's that. Those are my picks for my all-time NHL team. If you've got a problem with that, you can email me directly at chevradionoise@gmail.com, or if you want to complain about it for real, you can email info@chevradioam.com. Want to mention to everybody, you guys can get on our Facebook group. In our Facebook group, if you have a Facebook account. If you have a Facebook account and you have not joined our group, just go to Facebook.com and type in Chev Radio, join our group. We're right there. We'd love to have more people. We're over 300 people now. Not bad considering we started that group, a month ago. It's pretty good. We also have MySpace. We have about 1,550 people on our MySpace page. We'd love to have more. So all you got to do is go to our homepage, chevradioam.com, click on our link, Chev on MySpace, and you can get our MySpace page. And just request a friendship. We will gladly accept. We also have podcasts, which you probably should be listening to right now if you aren't already. We have a podcast link, and of course our Google Video and our Hearsay, which is our blog. So check that all out on our homepage, chevradioam.com. We're going to be getting some changes by September, hopefully, and it'll be a lot better presented. I'll say that much. chevradionoise@gmail.com is the email address. 1-877-294-CHEV is the number. Eric Rosenheck has your new sports and weather coming up next. Stick around. We got more to talk about, including more Fantasy Friday. chevradioam.com.